Hi, this is Debbie Voiles, coach at Mojo for Running with podcast number 37, Michelle Ealy's Journey, a Love Affair with Running. I've been corresponding with Michelle for about a year now as she made that journey that so many of you have made or are making from unfit to runner, and I really thought you'd appreciate hearing about it. Michelle is 42 now and was 40 when she began running 18 months ago. The mother of two young children, like so many other busy moms, she was just miserable because her weight had plateaued. She just couldn't lose the last of her pregnancy weight. It affected both her confidence and happiness. To make it worse, Michelle sings in a band for a living. Not surprisingly, she was self-conscious every time she walked on stage. I first heard from Michelle a year ago, about 6 months after she started running. She lives in Essex, England. So this came to me on November 15th of 2011. Dear Debbie, I started running in May this year, previously having tried and failed many times to get into running, going too fast, too far, too soon, usually ending up injured. I felt very self-conscious initially to the point I had to talk myself into getting out there, and I certainly never ever thought that I would be able to run constantly for even 10 minutes. I used Couch to 5K and it has been amazing. I ran my first 5K in Hyde Park, London, in September. Due to injury a few weeks before, not running related, I might add, that race was the very first time I actually ran the whole distance with no walking. I did it in 32:56, which I was really pleased with. I had been looking for something to listen to whilst running that would be educational and inspiring and came across your podcasts on iTunes. Perfect. I learned so much from you, and since that 5K, I ran another just 5 weeks later. Having taken on your training advice, I felt confident and thoroughly relished every moment and did it in 28:29. I was delighted. I thank you so much for the knowledge that you are passing on and for the inspiration and confidence you've given me. I have signed up for my first 10K next May, the London 10K, which apparently will run the course that the Olympians will run in 2012. Finishing in front of Buckingham Palace. At this moment, I am following the program at the end of your book, after your first 5K, which I purchased and read on my PC, and still keep dipping in and out of. And know that you will help me achieve my goal, train sensibly, and keep up this fantastic new hobby. I know I will be so proud when I cross the line. Thank you again, and keep the podcast coming. Then on March 27th of this year, 2012, Dear Debbie, well, just to let you know, my progress continues and my training with your help for the 10K is going really well. Many weeks of running in the freezing temperatures and sometimes ice, snow, and slush have paid off. Last week, I tested the distance and ran the 10K in 59:02, which I was delighted with, and I still have 8 weeks of training to go, too. Today, I signed up for my first half marathon in London next October. It's the Nike Run to the Beat race, with bands and DJs along the route, so should be fun. I almost can't believe I'm typing that. My first half marathon. Just thought I'd let you know I'm still hooked, and hopefully you can let any reluctant, nervous, or apprehensive runners, just like myself last May, know. Regards and happy running. Michelle Ealy. Then in June, on June 25th, Dear Debbie, me again, Michelle from deepest Essex, England. Well, my first 10K, the London 10K, which ran along part of what will be the Olympic marathon course, was on May 27th. As you know, I've been training for several months and was delighted with my progress, a couple of practice runs at just under an hour. In England, we have been very lucky with the weather so far this year and have had one of the wettest ever so far. Cool, rain, and more rain, which I love running in. But that weekend, the weekend before the Jubilee, it decided to heat up to a temperature of 27 degrees on race day, which for us Brits is a lot. Now let me interject here. If you don't use Celsius where you live, that converts into 81 degrees Fahrenheit. I was so looking forward to the race, even joked about the prospect of the weather deciding to heat up for that weekend. but to be honest, I really struggled from halfway onwards. I have never run in heat and just felt dreadful, and I think I even had the thought, never again. What was I thinking? However, despite feeling a little wobbly, I just decided there was no way I wasn't finishing this. I just had to run sensibly. I finished in 64 minutes, 29 seconds, and was initially very downbeat and disappointed, not so much with the time, but the fact that I hadn't enjoyed the experience. Then I realized, I did carry on, I did complete it, and I did do my absolute best on the day, and I did manage to raise 350 pounds for Cancer Research UK. I have to say that afterwards I had a couple weeks of struggling with my love affair with running. But I am now back on track, and even within days of my London 10K experience, I had signed up for another 10K in September, en route to my half marathon at the end of October. I hope to have a more positive experience next time. I feel a little as though I was cruising along nicely, and someone came and kicked my legs out from under me. I have now picked myself up, brushed myself down, and am now being reminded why I do love running. It certainly has knocked my confidence and belief a little, though, I have to admit. I guess it's all part of the process. And then in September, September 24th. Hi, Debbie. Just an update on how I am getting on since my confidence took a bit of a bashing after the London 10K. And now, with the commencement of my marathon training, I can't even believe that I am typing that, my half marathon training. Your words of wisdom really did help after that hot day in London, and what seemed like a negative experience during my first 10K. I feel good that I persevered, did not give up, and understand that factors I could not control changed the goalposts. I learned a lot that day. It was a bit of a kick up the backside to calm me down in terms of always worrying about my time and making me realize I still have a lot to learn. Perhaps it was meant to be. I think I have a much healthier approach to my first half marathon than I might otherwise have had. Instead of worrying about setting myself a goal time, you know what? Just the fact that I may actually be able to say that I have completed a half marathon will be just amazing. For this race, my ultimate goal is to put that medal around my neck after the race and feel so, so proud of myself that I ran it. And you know what? Appreciate that I am fortunate enough to be able to. After the 10K, I really did lose my momentum for a bit. Felt that I had lost my, well, my mojo, I suppose. But it's back. I am just concentrating on increasing my long run gradually, week by week. I ran 8 miles last week, my longest ever. I'm feeling really good on those runs and euphoric when I finish. One thing that really puzzles me, though, is that I can go out and run 7 or 8 miles feeling great, yet later that week, I go out to run 3 or 4 miles and it feels like I'm wearing lead boots. The only thing with that is that it makes me anxious about the long run and doubts set in that I will manage it. I can usually identify a possible reason for it, though, lack of sleep with 2 small children, or not drinking enough water. But I just think, how could I run 7 to 8 miles on Tuesday, and yet it feels so hard to run 4 today? Now I have to interject something here. That is actually a logical occurrence, because if you're not accustomed to a distance, it's considerably harder on your body. Even if it feels fine while you're doing it, your body will need days to recover. Remember the rule of thumb regarding races? Because we assume we all work hardest in races, is to give yourself 1 day of recovery for each mile distance of the race. Now that doesn't mean you can't run, it just means to take it easy. Don't do anything intense and don't expect for it to feel especially good. Now, Michelle wasn't racing, but still, her body was still adjusting to that new distance. The reason you only do 1 long run per week is to provide enough time for full recovery, and even then, it actually sometimes takes 10 days. Each individual is different, and it'll also depend on just how much of an increased demand you put on your body. Even if it seemed comfortable at the time, once your body gets into recovery mode, you'll feel different. You've got to allow for that and accept that this is your body's way of gearing up to be prepared for that distance in the future. Think of it this way. You've introduced your body to something new. Give it time to adjust. Now back to Michelle. I have a 10K race this weekend in Hyde Park, London, an opportunity for me to put some demons to rest. The 8-miler last week was the first time I thought, you know what, I think I can do this half marathon. I know it's probably going to take me 50 minutes or so to do those extra 5 miles, but I feel like it's becoming possible. I am under no illusion that it will be easy. I think I will only get to perhaps the 11-mile long run prior to the race, but hopefully that will be a great foundation. It seems scary even typing that, but wow, just think. This time last year, I was amazed at just having completed my first 5K. We'll let you know how I get on. The half is October 28th. Michelle. Then only a few days later, on the 28th, I got this. Hi there. I can't believe it. Disaster has struck and I feel completely devastated. Last night, I went for an easy, very easy 2 miles, just to loosen up before my 10K on Saturday. Had a good run. Felt weird doing just 2 miles, but I thought, given that the 10K is only 2 days away, that was all I should do. I got home, went to get up out of a chair, and felt a slight pull in my knee. At the time, I just thought, whoa, I better take it easy so that doesn't turn into anything. As the evening progressed, though, and despite doing all the usual things, rest, ice, elevation, ibuprofen, the pain worsened, but more so in the muscle from my knee down the outside of my shin to my ankle. I had an excruciating night, waking every time I moved or tried to turn over this morning. In this morning, although walking is possible, it feels very stiff, although not particularly painful. There's definitely something going on. I feel distraught that I probably am not going to get to run my 10K tomorrow and get rid of the demons from the last one. I know I have to listen to my body, but why is there still that little devil on my shoulder saying, maybe you can still do it? But I know that is the wrong thing to do and will jeopardize everything. I have an appointment with my sports injury specialist this evening. I will see what he says. I just feel absolutely gutted. Well, I suppose my story has to include the lows as well as the highs. I don't think anyone can really understand how upsetting it is when this happens until it happens to them. Michelle. Then on 9/29, hi, thanks for your email. I saw my sports injury specialist last night. I have pulled the joint at the side of my knee and in turn sprained the anterior tibialis muscle down the side of the shin. He thinks possibly as a result of some underlying shin splint I'd not really been aware of. No running for a week. The only thing I can put it down to is that my new longer run route is more undulating than my usual runs. I still feel gutted, but have digested it a bit more today, and I just hope in a week's time I get the go-ahead to continue. Michelle. Then on October 6th, hi there, it's Michelle from quite sunny for October, Essex, England. I went for my follow-up appointment last night. The injury has improved a lot with my week off, but he has prescribed another week's rest, although I can swim, to help keep up my fitness. He then suggests starting out at 70% of my shortest run as a bit of a test for the first couple of runs, gradually increasing for the rest of that week. Then, after that, if no pain at all, I should be okay to sensibly build up my mileage again. The London Half Marathon that I had entered is in 3 weeks' time. I have one more week's rest, 1 week build-up, and the following week should be my taper. This gives me no time to get in a long enough run prior to the race, I don't think, in order for me to be properly prepared. Although I dread the thought of bailing out of this race that I've dreamt about these past months, when I run my first half marathon, I want to be adequately prepared and trained. I don't want to risk the chance I will be sidelined yet again. I don't want that medal unless I think I've not only run the distance, but really gave it my best leading up to and during the race. I feel so lucky that my body enables me to run. I didn't for years due to being diagnosed with arthritis, the reason I stupidly shied away from exercise for years for fear of making it worse. It's actually done quite the opposite. So why wouldn't I look after it? I was thinking the other day that phrase, it's a marathon, not a sprint. That is literally the case here. There will be other races, and I just know I will be running for a lot of years to come. It's a part of me now, so what's the rush? Spring beckons, I think. But why do I have that little devil on my shoulder saying, you might do it? Don't worry, I'm not listening. I was up to the 9-mile long run week of the half marathon program. I will have rested for what will be 2 weeks, gradual build-up week as per advice. 1 week to go. Then on October 28th, hi Debbie, I can hardly believe I am writing this. I did it. I made a decision a couple of days ago to run the London Half Marathon, Nike Run to the Beat. Despite not feeling completely confident, having only run the 9-mile run before my injury, which I had obviously fully recovered from, but have only had 2 weeks since with limited running. I have been in such a quandary and sought the advice of yourself, which, as usual, I appreciate so much, and decided to go for it. What an amazing experience. I had two great friends with me, and how lucky I was that they were doing the same race, and we ran together. We started out, and I felt great. I mean great, up until the 10-mile point. Then I suddenly felt the muscles tighten. The doubts set in, and I really struggled with my belief that I was going to be able to do it. I think I went back to that dark place that I went to during the London 10K earlier in the year, the extremely unexpectedly hot race. I felt self-doubt, feeling of not being a proper runner. That's how I feel during those moments. But my absolute determination not to fail, coupled with not wanting to let my friends down, and a heck of a lot of encouragement from them, spurred me on to the end. I did it. What an amazing feeling. I not only completed my first ever half marathon, I ran the whole way and our time was 2 hours and 22 minutes, which I absolutely am delighted with and would have been delighted with even if I had completed the training and felt completely ready. For me, running itself is a great addition to my life, but it really is about much, much more than lacing up my trainers and heading out the door. It's time for me. It's about overcoming personal obstacles, learning a lot about myself and about how I handle situations, learning from the previous experience and using it to get me through the next, and it's about friendships. It's about achievement and pushing the boundaries. It's amazing. What a journey, and it will still continue. I have a great friendship with Samira and Mel that I ran with today, but it meant so much to me how they helped me through those last 3 miles. I just know I couldn't have done it without them. It's another dimension to our friendship we might otherwise not have had. How special is that? What an achievement. What a personal milestone. Thank you, running. All you people out there, you can do it, and it feels amazing. Michelle. One last sentence from an email from Michelle that I received today. She says, I just still can't stop smiling more than 24 hours later. I love that. I actually hear it a lot. Who'd have thought that running a half marathon, or a marathon for that matter, would cause your facial muscles to get sore. But what a sweet soreness. I will post Michelle's story as a blog post on my blog at mojoforrunning.com soon. And I'll include a photo of Michelle with her two great friends, Mel and Samira. Also, first-time half marathoners. Congratulations to all three. Now, I want to point out that there's a moral to this story. Remember how Michelle said she had tried to start running before, but she went too fast, too far, too soon, and usually ended up injured? But when she did it right, when she trained methodically, strategically, according to accepted running training principles, she succeeded. I'm thrilled that this podcast and my book were instrumental. Michelle is a perfect example of the success that is possible for anyone willing to work for it. You notice she did have obstacles and an injury. That happens. I'm so glad she stuck with it. Her tenacity paid off in a life-changing passion for running. And I'm quite sure a whole new wonderful self-confidence, a new self-concept. She's a runner now, an athlete, and she knows it. Equally important, just think of the long-term effect this will have on her children, Lauren and Cameron. They will grow up with the attitude that fitness is a way of life, that it's infinitely rewarding. They'll learn to love running vicariously through their mom. By example alone, Michelle's running is bound to lead to a life of physical and mental health for both her children. I've had some parents say they feel guilty about the time they devote to their running. I say, are you kidding? Running makes you a better person. It's a natural mood enhancer that helps stressed parents deal with stress, and in doing so, it helps them be better parents and spouses. It virtually guarantees a longer, healthier life, too, which means they'll be much more able to keep up with their kids, and one day, keep up with their grandkids. It's all good. So good. If you have a running story, please send it along to deb@mojoforrunning.com. Now here's today's quote. You have brains in your head, you have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself in any direction you choose. Dr. Seuss.